Hi there. Welcome to SunTech's podcast channel, Banking on Value Exchange. Customer experience is a subjective aspect. However, when organizations emphasize on being intuitive towards customer needs, their problems and how they can solve them, that's when creating intuitive CX becomes the heart of value creation. In this episode, Clinton Abbott, Senior Vice President, Head of Product Management at SunTech, discusses the idea of creating intuitive customer experience, in conversation with Beth Coronel, Corporate Banking Group Head at Rizal Commercial Banking Corporation in Philippines, and Tony Poulos, Managing Editor at Disruptive Asia.
Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Clinton Abbott. I am the Senior Vice President for Product Management at SunTech Group. And we're welcomed by our two panelists today. We have Beth and Tony. Looking forward to the conversation from both of you. I think let's start off with, we've just dealt with this pandemic from a COVID-19 perspective. And also noting, we're dealing with the state of war, scarce resources, financial crisis, and everything is actually hitting us at the moment. What has this taught us specifically around, customer value and the value that we're providing to them to prioritize the change that's happening in their lives? So I'm going to turn across to Beth. I'm going to ask you, if we look at how are we creating an intuitive customer experience? And what does this mean to an organization today, based on the climate that we've just been dealing with?
Thank you, Clinton. To our bank, an intuitive customer experience is actually an experience that should bring delight and in a way become memorable to customers because it addresses their needs, their specific needs, their wishes, and even emotions. So this is where the customer gets the right solutions for their requirements. Pleasantly surprised is how I would like to describe that kind of experience. This kind of customer experience will have a high probability of repeat business as well as positive first-hand promotion as our customers become our advocates. You see, in the banking industry, our products are the same generic deposit and loans. It's really just wrapped in different clothes and called in different names, the real differentiating factor is really the customer experience, which is always unique per institution. Data is a big factor in providing an intuitive customer experience. And to be able to deliver that, you have to know your customer very well, their needs, their wants. And you have to be able to put yourself in your customer's shoes so you understand the emotions that come with it. You have to be able to make it easy and effortless to do business with a bank. And all of those can be done with the help of data.
That's actually quite an interesting one that you mentioned there, Beth. I mean, data most definitely is going to make a difference in our customers' lives as well as in the banking environment. But we also have to consider, how can organizations strike that balance, between intuition, being data-centric, and intrusion, having that, call it data overload, and while trying to, ensure that we still lockstep with our customer need. And what is it that we're trying to achieve with our customer? What's your views on that?
Well, as the world evolved, the processes and products continuously improved. We now find ourselves faced with a lot of choices. So in the past, let's say when we're buying coffee, our only choice then was small, medium, large. Now I actually lost count of the kinds of coffee I can order and the possible variations of that. In the past, when opening a bank account, I needed to give only the basic information such as name, address, birthday, employer. Now, partly due to regulations, I'm required a lot of personal information, including the expected average amount of your transactions, among other things. So in short, it's really a simple decision of buying coffee involves a lot of information to make that happen. There's an abundance. I'm sure you will all agree there's an abundance of data all around, which can lead to an overload. But my personal take is that it is an overload if you're not able to use that information and it just goes to waste. This is why an institution has to have a good system that will collect, process, and analyze the data that they receive and ensure the reliability of such. It should also have the capability of leaving out unnecessary items. Eventually, it should help the institution arrive at informed decisions based on data. But there's another issue with the tons of data being collected and how this affects customer experience. It is quite tricky, but this is where the frontline or any customer touch point is critical. As data is collected, it's important for the customer to be informed or realize why such data is needed, because these data must help the institution improve the customer experience as it enables the company to customize a product or a process towards a smooth and seamless delivery of the service. In our bank, we utilize data science and predictive analytics to tailor fit our products and services to the right customer segments. It makes every customer interaction fruitful because we focus exactly on what the customer needs. We do not waste time selling products or services that are not matched with our customers. It makes for better cross-selling because it is directed to the right market. We know what should and should not be offered to a specific market and therefore make good use of the client interaction.
Oh, Beth, that's really impressive. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. Tony, if I'm just going to step across to you, considering what Beth has actually touched on over here, what is your view, being at the forefront on your space? I mean, do you see customers engaged differently depending on the nature of the organizations? What's your take on that?
Well, if I could just get back to the pandemic, I think that taught us something dramatic, that bricks and mortar, buildings and going to an office is probably not as critical now as it used to be. We've got used to doing everything from home using communications. Now, of course, the telcos were inundated. They had a dramatic increase in traffic across their networks through the whole pandemic because everybody was doing everything online, including their customer experience, calling if they had a problem. In the telco industry, we used to train people to call us if they had an issue. And since the pandemic, I think we've got more and more towards customers being able to do things via an app or via a website and reducing the amount of telephone calls to the operator. I don't ever remember calling my bank for any particular reason. If I had a problem in the past, I would go to the bank. And now, of course, with digital banking, I tend to do everything via an app. So it's dramatically changed in the last 2 years. And I don't think we're going to go back too easily. I think particularly Gen Y and Gen X, they expect to get a solution to every question via the app or via the website instantly. They're not going to wait around. So firstly, that's the biggest change that we've seen across both industries. But the second part that's most interesting, and the part that Beth highlighted immediately, was this massive requirement to process data. We're now requiring to capture and utilize data that we probably have had access to for years, but never bothered to do a lot with. And, in the telco space, most of the data was used in the past for marketing purposes, campaign management, constantly addressing the customer to sell them more services and more products. And now we're starting to look at more carefully how we can actually improve the customer's experience before they have a problem, even noting if they're not happy with our services, predicting things like churn, where people are moving from one operator to another. We're doing that now almost automatically and in almost or near real time. And it's changed the whole perfection or perspective of how operators work. And I think the fintech, the financial industry and the banking industry are having to go the same way and probably even more detail because the competition in your space is really starting to open up.
To know more about this session from Sun Tech Confluence 2022, head to our website to watch this on-demand webinar. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for our upcoming episodes only on Banking on Value Exchange.